U.S. versus Mehta.
May it please the Court, my name is Brian Mullins, and I represent Miguel Mata in this appeal. We're asking the Court to remand to the District Court for resentencing because we believe that the District Court presumed the guidelines in this case to be reasonable. This Court reviews sentences under a two-part test. The first is to determine whether the District Court committed a procedural error, such as presuming the guidelines to be reasonable, and that is reviewed de novo. And the second part is to review the overall reasonableness of the sentence, which is reviewed for an abuse of discretion. We are only asking the Court to address that first aspect because we do believe that the Court committed procedural error. We don't believe the Court needs to address the overall reasonableness of the sentence at this point. I think there are two statements that the District Court made that indicate it had presumed the guidelines to be reasonable. And the first statement has been pretty well fleshed out in the briefs, and that was that the Court stated, the Court finds that the range established by the guidelines is not one which is overcome by the Court's just conducted analysis, which we believe suggests that the Court assumed there was a rebuttable presumption that the guidelines were reasonable that Mr. Mata needed to overcome to obtain a variance from the sentencing guideline range in this case. There's another
statement.
That's
not the only thing the District Court said, though. I mean, it seems like he said plenty of other things that made it fairly clear that he recognized that he was supposed to march through, you know, calculate the guidelines, think about 3553A, come up with a sentence.
We're
Why should we seize on one?
Well, there is another statement that
actually
was not addressed in the briefs, and that was the Court stated that the application of the standards in 3553 are standards that are present also in the sentencing guidelines or in the calculation of the sentencing guidelines. And that was when he was addressing the nature and characteristics of the defendant. It seemed that the District Court was assuming that the base offense level for illegal reentry in this case took into account a defendant's personal characteristics, which the Supreme Court has made clear in Rita that the guidelines are not intended to do, and that's one of the reasons why 3553A addresses personal characteristics of the defendant. So
but, you
I
know,
think
the judge isn't entirely wrong either. I mean, the guidelines, the Sentencing Commission structures the guidelines so as to reflect as much as possible from 3553. I mean, it sounds like a kind of a truism to me. No, you go beyond it. I mean, certainly we have a lot of cases at this point. Rita says you don't slavishly follow the guidelines, but is it actually wrong to say that the guidelines reflect the statutory sentencing goals?
I would say the base offense level is not intended, at least for illegal reentry cases, is not intended to reflect the personal characteristics of the defendant other than to reflect his prior criminal history and the severity of it, because what your base offense level is determined by your prior criminal history. So in that respect, it does take that into account, but any other characteristics of the defendant are not taken into account.
Well, the district judge did consider the fact that he had committed it within 16 months of removal and he was heavily intoxicated and driving.
And I think those are all valid factors, but I think that has to be viewed in the prism of the district court assuming the guidelines to be reasonable. And as I said, we're not asking the court to review the overall reasonableness of the sentence, but because I don't think you can really review the reasonableness of the sentence without determining, you know, under the prism by which the court was viewing the arguments made by the defendant. And because we believe the court assumed the guidelines to be reasonable, I think you have to remand the case. Unless there are any other questions, I'll reserve the rest of my time.
Thank you.
May it please the Court, Counsel. My name is Gail Hoffman. I represent the United States of America. I think that what the Court was doing in the sentencing is he used the guidelines as a starting point. In his sentencing remarks, he clearly stated he understood that they were advisory. He understood he could go below or above. His remarks indicate that they're a place to start the analysis as opposed to presuming that they're reasonable. I mean, when I read the sentencing transcript, I don't infer that from any of his comments. He does a thorough analysis of the 3553A factors. He talks about the seriousness of the offense. He talks about the history and characteristics of the defendant. He talks about the need for to promote respect for the law, the need for deterrence, the need to keep the public safe. And given that he fully analyzes all of the 3553A factors, recognizes that he can go above and below, above and below the guideline range, I think that he conducted a thoroughly proper sentencing of this particular defendant and asked that the court uphold the sentence.
Now, Ms. Hoffman, I notice that you're not William Lipscomb.
I am not.
A good guess, right?
I'm not.
Somehow Mr. Lipscomb's name is the one that ended up on all of our materials up here.
Correct. He, in fact, he was the attorney who represented the United States of America. He was unable to appear, and he had indicated to me he sent a letter to the Court of Appeals stating that since I was here anyway for the first argument, that I would be making this appearance for him. And I'm sorry that that was not communicated to the court. I don't know if it was sent by U.S. mail or by Federal Express, but I know it was a rather...
It's all right. You're here.
I'm prepared to answer any questions.
I was a little surprised. I was looking at William Lipscomb. Ms. Hoffman, quite right.
Right. I hate to say
government attorneys are fungible, but there is something.
Well, I have to say we have heard that one before from a number of the district court judges, so this wouldn't be the first. But absent any questions, which I'm fully prepared to answer, I rest on our submissions.
Thank you. How much time? 5 minutes.
I won't need my whole 5 minutes, but... the court can recognize that it has the discretion to vary from the guidelines, and the court addressed the sentencing factors. But if the court doesn't recognize the standard for varying from the guidelines, it hasn't followed proper sentencing procedure. And that's all we're asking this court to find, is that the court did not follow sentencing procedure in presuming the guidelines were reasonable. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement.